I'm Peter Gay Hodges with GIS Evening News for Thursday, November 16. Coming up, special Caribbean disaster bonds proposed by IMF. Schools receive metal detectors and bauxite industry on growth path. The news in detail after the break.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Managing Director for the International Monetary Fund, IMF, Christine Lagarde, is proposing the creation of special bonds for the Caribbean to help bolster the region's ability to rebound from major natural disasters. Ms. Lagarde says this is one of several measures being put forward by the IMF to help the region build up long-term defenses to extraordinary weather events expected to increase in intensity going forward.
What we will do is convene a special event with all the major public and private stakeholders to explore options, not for pledging funds, but to explore the options for building resilience in the region, including risk mitigation, debt management strategies, particularly designed bonds for the future. And in this effort, we will not be traveling alone.
She was speaking at the opening ceremony for the 2017 High-Level IMF Forum Thursday. The IMF managing director says her proposal was directly influenced by the devastation of several Caribbean islands following hurricanes Irma and Maria in September. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information and the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, have partnered to improve safety and security in schools. Both organizations are collaborating on a $4 million US project, which will see the introduction of handheld and walk-through metal detectors at several institutions. The project will run for 2 years. Speaking Wednesday at a ceremony to hand over safety equipment under the initiative, Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid hailed the partnership with USAID as timely.
We are witnessing the handover of 130 handheld metal detectors and the fire walkthrough metal scanners that will obviously help to improve at the back end our capacity of more for schools to deal with incidents of that to prevent them from happening, whether it's at a long-term strategy. It's to socialize and building greater resilience and self-control.
The objectives of the Improved Safety and Security in Schools project include reducing violence and critical incidents among youth, reducing antisocial behavior, and building capacity in the education ministry and its agencies. Mining Minister Mike Henry says Jamaica's bauxite and alumina industry is on a growth path driven by the reopening of the Alpart plant in Nain, St. Elizabeth. Jiquan Iron and Steel Company, JISCO Limited, owners and operators of Alpart, have proposed to invest some $3 billion US into the facility over a three-year period. The investment will be geared towards upgrading the 1.65 million tons per annum plant, which reopened in June. Minister Henry says this will expand production capacity to 2 million tons per annum by the end of 2020.
This sector is an established part of Jamaica's economy. It is a net earner of foreign exchange, a major participant in import substitution, and a major employer, particularly in rural and semi-rural communities where most of us, of its operations are located.
JISCO has also pledged to build a $500 million US, 230 megawatt liquefied natural gas LNG power plant at Alpart. And nominations are now open for the Tourism Service Excellence Awards 2017. The awards program is open to organizations and individuals who are deemed exemplars in the field. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett is urging employers to utilize this means of recognizing outstanding employees.
It's when we speak to their inner person and we give them relevance and we give them meaning and fulfillment to what they're doing that they can really feel inspired to go the extra mile.
For further details about the awards and guidelines regarding nominations, visit the ministry's website at www.mot.gov.jm or call 920-4926-30. That was GIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.